got an email from our old friend Eitan Ross yesterday, or the other day, 2 days ago maybe, where he said that he was in a shul recently on Friday night, and after Shmoneh Esrei, after he finished Shmoneh Esrei, he was davening a little slower than Tzibur. I assume it wasn't because he came late, but he was just davening a little slower than Tzibur. And they said Vayichulu already by the time he finished Shmoneh Esrei. So he went over to a guy and he said, you know, he made the motion, can you say Vayichulu with me? And the guy said, what do you need two people for? So he said, I don't know, Eidus? And the guy said, ah, there's no Eidus at night. This is ridiculous. This whole thing of saying Vayichulu with two people is ridiculous. So Eitan said he had no idea what to respond back. Like, there is no Eidus at night. There's no Kabbalah's Eidus at night. So what is it? What is it? What's the whole thing with two people? Is it wrong? Are we not supposed to say Vayichulu with two people? So let's discuss this matter. There is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara is quoted by the Tur in Siman Reish Samech Ches. Even a yachid who davens, even someone davening alone, has to say vayichulu. Now keep in mind, this Gemara is not talking about after Shmoneh Esrei. Pashtus is talking about during Shmoneh Esrei, the vayichulu in Shmoneh Esrei, that you say it even be yachidus. Va'omer Rav Habnuna, kalam spalel, va'omer vayichulu, mala alof hakasuf, kilu nasa shutuf la'korosh baruch hu b'maisa bereshis. Anyone who davens and says vayichulu, it's as if he has become a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Maisa Bereshis. That's the maila, the value of saying Vayichulu on Shabbos Dafka, they were commemorating Maisa Bereshis, so that's how we take our portion in Maisa Bereshis. So why do we then say it again after Shmoneh Esrei? We say it in Shmoneh Esrei. What's the point of saying it again after Shmoneh Esrei? So Tosfos Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph points out that we say it again at home because not everyone davened Marv. The women, children didn't necessarily daven Marv, so we say it again at home in Kiddush to be motzi them. But why after Shmoneh Esrei? Why would we say it after Shmoneh Esrei? So Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph says we say it after Shmoneh Esrei because when Yontif falls on Shabbos, we don't say it in Shmoneh Esrei. The Yontif Shmoneh Esrei does not have Vayichulu. So since when Yontif falls on Shabbos, there's no Vayichulu in Shmoneh Esrei, we have to say it, so we say it after Shmoneh Esrei. Once we say it after Shmoneh Esrei, when Yontif falls on Shabbos, as a low plug, we say it after Shmoneh Esrei every single Shabbos. That's how Tosfos writes. Even though really there's no Maila, there's no point in saying it after Shmoneh Esrei on a regular Shabbos, but we do it Atu Yontif. The Tur in Siman Reish Samech Ches quotes a different reason also. He says maybe it's to be Motzi Mishen Yodea, meaning someone who doesn't know how to read, doesn't know how to say Shmoneh Esrei on their own. So we want them to participate in Vayichulu also, and there's no Chazar Sashat in Mariv Shmoneh Esrei. So in order to enable them to say Vayichulu, so we say it out loud again after Shmoneh Esrei to be Motzi those people. Both of these reasons, both that it's on account of any other yantif that falls out on Shabbos and as a low plug, and because of the idea of being Motzi Mishei Yodea, both are quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Samech Ches Si'if Zayin. So now, it was just about Shutuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It didn't say anything in the Gemara about Eidus. Nevertheless, the Tur quotes that it is Eidus to Maisa Bereshis. And since it's Eidus to Maisa Bereshis, and the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed says that Eidus is supposed to be said Bi Yachid Umad, that Eidus is supposed to be said when a person is standing up, and Eidus is also supposed to be said B'kol Ram, so the Torah says that there are those that are noeg to say it out loud. Now, out loud doesn't mean like B'kol Kocho, like Yeheshmei Rabbah. It means just like when you say Eidus, it has to be audible, it has to be that people could hear it. So when you say Vayichulu, it should be audible, that people should be able to hear it. And also Mu'umad, we should say it standing up. Now, can you lean? Are you allowed to lean when you say it? So L'charut, follow the Din of Eidus. If you look in the Rambam, in the Chosh Mishpat Siman Yud Zayin, when he talks about Eidus, he says that you're allowed to lean when you say Eidus also. So Pashtus says when you say Vayichulu, you could lean as well. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Samech Ches Siv Zayin quotes the idea of saying it B'kol Ram, saying it out loud, and saying it Mu'umar, saying it standing up, but still nothing about two people saying it together. That he doesn't say a word about two people saying it together. Mishra Brura quotes from the Taz, though, that that because it's Eidus, it makes sense that you should say it with a minion, he says, have the whole minion say it together, and at the very least, if you can't say it with a minion, at the very least have two people say it together because it's Eidus. Now, what does that mean? If it's Eidus, say it with a minion, where do we ever find that Eidos relates to a minion. So Pashtus is, it doesn't mean that it's literally Eidos, meaning God doesn't need Eidos that he created the world, nor did we actually witness God's creation of the world. What it means is that there's this great Kiddush Hashem, that here you have an entire tzibur of Klal Yisrael declaring God's creation of the world. That's what it means, that we're all being made. God's creating the world is a great Kiddush Hashem. So say with a minion, that's a fantastic Kiddush Hashem. Say with two people, because that mimics Eidos. That gives it a certain piersum, just like Eidos has a certain piersum to it. It makes it a more public type of spectacle when you say it together with somebody else. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes that some say that a yachid in Shulchan Aruch, some say that a yachid shouldn't say it at all. In Shaar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah explains that that's l'man d'yamar, that you only say it atu yom tov shechal b'shechal Shabbos. So if you're b'yichidus, so we're not going to be so machmir to make this low plug to that you should say it even on a regular Shabbos. The Prima Gadim Mishp Sozav Sivkat Nehei says that the Gemara says even a yachid says it, but maybe that's talking about in the silent Shmon Esrei even a yachid says it, but maybe when he daven b'yichidus, maybe you don't say it after Shmon Esrei. So the Bir Halacha adds that we paskin Eidos doesn't have to be biyachid, and he still recommends finishing Shmon Esrei in time to say it with the tzibur. Meaning, really, we would paskin that you could technically say it on your own, but still, he says, do your best, try to finish Shmon Esrei so that you could say it with the tzibur, which is a startling thing. What the Bir Halacha is saying is, if you're used to davening a slower Shmon Esrei, but the tzibur is going at a reasonable pace, you should adjust your pace. Go to the pace of the tzibur, because you don't want to miss Vayichulu. You should say Vayichulu, which is unbelievable, because keep in mind that the whole reason for Vayichulu, according to us, is just as a low plug. Still, adjust your pace so you can say it with everyone else. So who says that you don't have to say it with two people, that there's no ma'ilin saying it with two people? That is the sheet of the Chazanish. The Chazanish and Simon Lamelches. Os Yud says not to be makvid to say it with two people. It says Adrab, when you show that you're being makvid to say it with two people, it's mechzi ke mamid eidim b'maisa bereishis. It gives off the impression that you need eidos to maisa bereishis, and there's no such eidos that's necessary for maisa bereishis. It's almost to be zayon to be makvid to say it with two people. And he says certainly you shouldn't rush your shmon esrei just so that you could say it with the tzibur. He says maybe if there's ever a time that you would rush your shmon esrei to say it with the tzibur, it would be on the Yontov Shechal B'Shabbos, where you're not actually saying it in Shmon Esrei, but certainly on a regular Shabbos, where you're saying it in Shmon Esrei anyway, don't rush your Shmon Esrei just to be able to say it again with the Tzibur. Now there are certain discussions. If let's say you didn't say it until Kiddush, you didn't say it in Shmon Esrei, you didn't say it after Shmon Esrei, so the Mishnah Berurah says even if normally you sit for the entire Kiddush, you should stand for Vayichulu then, because Vayichulu should be said Mu'umar at some point, either in Shmon Esrei, after Shmon Esrei, and if you didn't do either of those times, so then when you say it at Kiddush, it should be Mu'umad. Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Yudalit Simon Chav Dalit was asked, what if you're in the middle of davening Shmon Esrei, you daven a slow Shmon Esrei, and you're up to Vayichulu at exactly the time that the Tzibur, you're up to Vayichulu in Shmon Esrei when the Tzibur is saying Vayichulu after Shmon Esrei? So what he recommends is that you should say it together with them, along with them, and you could even say it B'kol Ram at that point. That even though you're in the middle of your silent Shmon Esrei, you can say it out loud at that point. But he says you should still repeat it later. What's the point of repeating it later? I already said it with the Tzibur, I already said it B'kol Ram, U'umar, I did all the Mailas. So why do I say it later? Because there is an Arizal, apparently, that says that there's some Maila of saying Vayichulu Dafka three times. That it's not by accident that we say it in Shmon Esrei, after Shmon Esrei, and then again it's part of Kiddush. So in order to be mashal, the minion of three times that you're supposed to say Vayichulu, to satisfy that, Tzitz Eliezer says, so you might as well say it again after Shmon Esrei. So again, if you were Eitan Ross and someone said to you, this whole thing's ridiculous, you could say, look, I don't really know if it's ridiculous or not, but I know that the Mishnah Berurah says that this is what you're supposed to do. So you're a Chazanish man if you don't want to say it with two people, and that's fine. You could be a Chazanish man, but it's not ridiculous to paskin like the Mishnah Berurah. It's not absurd to say like the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says this concept of Eidos, of a Pirsum, of a... It doesn't follow all the dinim of Kabbalah Eidos, obviously. It's not an actual Kabbalah Eidos. But there is at least this inyan mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, and the idea that we say it's standing in B'kol Ram, that's in Shulchan Aruch. That it actually says in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay.